Welcome to Hannah's Heart.
So Hannah, she's just one of the women who did struggle with infertility in the Bible.
No matter who we are, we can be inspired by the fact that Hannah took her pain to God and God heard her and was with her.
So when she was praying at the temple, she had been weeping and not eating, and her lips were moving, but her eyes were closed, and the priest was like, why are you drunk at the temple?
Because yeah. It can become an obsession when you want a child so deeply.
And desiring that baby and to be a mama. Every holiday, every Mother's Day.
This is not a show that's going to promise you a certain outcome. But this is a show that says, however God answers your cry, we know that He's enough. Hi, I'm Kendra.
And I'm Jade.
And thanks for listening to Hannah's Heart on American Family Radio. As always, we love to hear from you. You can email us at hannahsheart@afa.net. Follow us on all the social medias.
Yeah, we're all hip like that.
For those of you that are new, this is a show for those that are struggling with infertility or miscarriage or adoption, or however God answers your cry to have a family. Yeah. Whatever that journey leads you, we spoke a little bit briefly last week on the topic of blended families, and we're going to jump back in for a little further discussion on that this week.
Yeah, our beautiful guest of last week was Laura Petherbridge. She's a beautiful, phenomenal sister in the Lord, and the Lord has used her mightily in the ministry of helping step families, blended families, how to honor God in their families, and we specifically are hitting on being a childless stepmom, which is a stepmom who is married into a family and she does not have biological children of her own, and just how Laura felt led. But real briefly, let me give a brief description of Laura. So Laura Petherbridge serves couples, single adults with topics on women issues, relationships, step families, co-parenting. She's written many books. One of her well-known books is The Smart Stepmom, and we did not give her a website. Laura, I'm so sorry. Last week, y'all, help me, Holy Spirit. You can check out more about Laura at www.thesmartstepmom.com. Laura, do you have another website?
Nope, just thesmartstepmom.com.
Thesmartstepmom.com. I promise you when I say, you will be blessed. And I will even add this, and I think Laura would say, yep. Not only is this for stepmoms, her ministry, but men. I've known men to be blessed by her ministry. So Laura, welcome to the show. Oh, if I could give a real brief, I'm so sorry. So last week we discussed, Laura talked about just how the Lord has used her in the ministry, how she grew up in a step family herself, and so, and how the Lord placed it upon her heart when she met her husband to not have children and what that looked like. And so, yeah, so today we are going to expand more on just how I wanted to pick back up on when you brought up about an hours baby, which is when the new family, I don't know, is that the right way to say it? Should I say new family? Not that we're disregarding the previous one, but when the new wife and husband and one has brought children and they have a child themselves together. And you said that you and your brother felt like y'all were in the back burner. What I'm curious about, and that was one of the primary reasons why you chose not to have children with your husband who came in your marriage with two children of his own from a previous marriage. My question, were there things that your dad and your stepmom did that made you and your brother feel like the back burner? Because when I heard that, my heart went out to you, because one of my, so ours, my husband doesn't mind me sharing, the reason why I'm childless is because of a male factor. He didn't have a vasectomy or anything of that nature, but it's just some hormonal things that he's working on with the doctor. So for me, I do not want my stepdaughter to feel left out. However, I know that I want a child with my husband, so I also have envisioned in my mind ways to try to help my stepchild feel involved. So was there a lack of that with your dad and your stepmom when the hours baby came?
You know, this was longer ago. You know, I'm in my 60s, so this was,
you look good,
you know, a different time. Thank you, sweetheart. you're my friend forever.
No, she really does. You're beautiful. You know, I'm sorry. Keep going, girl.
There weren't books or teachings or so. I don't want to be throwing my parents under the bus, you know. Or my stepmom. There really wasn't a lot of knowledge or anything discussed back then, and divorce was much more rare back then. So that being said, when my dad had a new baby, it was, part of it was just, you know, I was 17, So it was watching my father be a parent again at an older age. Mm. See, he was pretty young when I was born. So as adults, we respond very differently to having children at different seasons of our life. As we mature, we parent differently. So he was older. He was in a better place in his life. And so watching this baby bring such joy to my dad, there was constantly this, boy, I wish I made him smile like that. I wish the room lit up when I walked in the room. Now, I knew my father loved me, but it just, I don't know how to explain it. It's as if they've created their own family, and now me as the stepchild, I'm outside of that circle. And see, that child gets to have my father 24/7.
Yeah. Oh.
And I didn't get that growing up. So there's a jealousy factor.
It's funny because there's parallelism.
Natural,
oh, I'm sorry, Laura, you go ahead.
It's a natural kid factor where how come this baby gets to have my father 24/7 and I didn't get to have him full time?
I was just going to say, it sounds like a lot of things that stepmoms would also be feeling.
Yes.
That, like, there's this other family unit that I'm stepping into, yes. like very similar emotions that you're processing.
That's what I love about Laura, because you keep it 100 in your ministry, and I love that. I've actually have had some hard conversations with my stepdaughter, who is now 15, and there was a point, because what I know, so my stepchild, she's not the most, I'm very, help me Holy Spirit, I'm very upfront and transparent. Maybe that's the word I'm looking for. And so she's not. But what happened was, it was early on in our marriage. Eventually, I wanted to keep it 100 with her. And in the midst of me doing that, she admitted to me how she felt jealous. Mm-hmm. Because I told her I felt jealous, not of her as a child. I want to make sure that that's clear. That's a kid. It was more of how I did not feel involved as much. Mm-hmm. Like, they had things that, Laura, you know what I'm hitting on. They had their thing. I'm completely different from her mother. Yeah, I'm completely different from her mother. My husband's not the same man he was when he was with her mom. You know what I mean? And so it was hard. And so but I love that she and I were able to be that honest. And I remember sitting there thinking, wow, she feels how I feel, you know, in a lot of ways.
And see, you've hit the nail on the head, because when it's just dad and stepmom, or dad and stepmom and her kids from a previous marriage, the child does not feel outside the circle. The child, typically, the child, you know, is like, okay, this is my dad. My dad married this woman and she's got kids. And they have their own father and they go see that father every other week or whatever. But when dad and stepmom add a baby, see, in the previous scenario, the stepmom was the one more outside the circle. She and her kids, it was dad and daughter, and stepmom was outside the circle with her kids. But when dad and stepmom add a baby, now that baby is inside the circle with dad and the stepmom. They formed a new family in the child's eyes. And then the stepchild feels outside the circle. This
so
is why it's so complicated.
There's so many layers to this.
This is why it's so different than a nuclear family. This is why I get so upset when churches pretend that step families are the same as a nuclear family, because they are not. These dynamics do not occur. I'm not saying there isn't jealousy when a new baby is born, but that is still your full blood brother or sister when they have a child.
Right.
This is a child your father is having with another woman than your mother. So you see, the dynamics are so different and all the emotions are different that the child feels differently. And the stepmom feels differently, especially if the stepmom has never had a child before, like Jade and I.
Yeah.
When you have your own baby, if I had a dollar for every stepmom that said, I thought I loved my stepchild as if they were my own, until I had a baby. Mm. And now I know that the emotion is totally different.
Mm. Yeah, it's a lot to unpack there.
That's a lot.
But before we get into that, I just had a question because I'm hearing all of this and it feels like an impossible situation. Hearing you say all of these layers, I'm just like, are there any blended families that are making it? Like, give us just, like, where is the hope in the middle of this?
What it requires is for the parent to step up and make sure he is doing the parenting and not dumping that on his wife.
Mm-hmm. That part right there, Laura.
That's the first area that needs to be fixed, usually, is because many men get remarried. Many men with children get remarried assuming that his new wife, is now going to become the parent.
Yes.
And that she's going to become the one to carry out the boundaries and setting the rules. And see, she can't do that. She does not have the authority to do that. She does not have the relationship with the child to do that. And that turns into a very bad situation quickly.
We dealt with
if a step-parent, male or female, steps into that role and automatically becomes a dictator and the one setting all the rules.
Yeah.
So the number one hope is when dad learns that he's got to step up as a parent and not try to push that responsibility over onto his wife, his new wife. That's the first step. The second step is for most stepmoms, this stepchild is triggering, just like Jada said, either a resentment or an anger or a jealousy. Well, we've got to take that to God.
Amen.
Why am I jealous of this child? Why am I feeling resentment towards this child? And see, that is typically rooted in something that's broken inside of me that I didn't even know that was there.
Man, Laura, that's not supposed to be.
Second.
I feel like we in therapy or something? Yeah. No, I remember you asked me that. This was a few years ago, and you said that to me, and it was a dagger in my heart, but I needed that, and I took it to the Lord, and for me, and I had to really examine my heart. Why is my stepchild a trigger? Because I do love and care for my stepchild, and the love grows through the years. Mm-hmm. For me, it was every time I saw her, she reminded me of something my husband was able to give to another woman, but not myself. Because again, ours is like male factor, our infertility. It's my husband. And so my mind would be like, oh, he could do it with this woman, but not myself. And that was something that the Lord had to really walk me through. And he still does to this day.
Absolutely. So you're living proof of what I'm saying is now for me, it wasn't the absence of a child, but it was this whole second wife. I'm the second wife. I'm the second one. And that loneliness or isolation or feeling outside the circle triggered all my childhood pain. And see, I had never resolved any of that.
You know, you go to the root of that need, like in all of this, it is not the blended family that is causing the root. The root is something that's in us as humans, right? Yeah. So there's moments of selfishness, moments of hurt, of pain, all of these things. And when God is rooting that out, it might feel like this situation is causing this, but it is God exposing the ugliness in our heart and using this situation to make us like Jesus.
Ooh. Come on. See, yes, Lord.
If I hadn't become a stepmom, I'm not saying God wouldn't have been pruning those areas anyway.
Right.
But in order for me to survive as a stepmom, it wasn't a choice. I either was going to learn this,
Laura,
or I was going to get divorced.
Yeah. It was the perfect tool that God knew that he needed to be able to chisel out the flesh. And, you know, for me, infertility was a tool because I had made motherhood an idol. Mm-hmm. And God said, what if never, right? So I had to deal with that. For some people, it might be being a stepmom is what it takes to make you more like Jesus.
Woo! Lord.
Because nobody signs up like
that. You're hitting on a very strategic point that I want to make sure we get in here.
Absolutely.
Many, many, many stepmoms add a child or have a baby to one-up the former wife.
No, that's ugly.
That's not going to work.
That's ugly. I can honestly say that's not me. I asked that stuff to myself. I always wanted to be a mom since I was a little girl, but that's ugly right there. But that's real.
But we do have to go to the root of why it we want to be parents.
Yeah.
And when I was struggling just with infertility specifically, I was like, a lot of my reasons are selfish, and I had to prune those out.
That's real.
Because like, I don't want someone to look like me.
I want my mom to have grandkids. Like, mm-hmm.
Not necessarily bad, but if they're in the wrong order, they take over.
Yes.
And they become that idol.
Well, for a stepmom, if there's any jealousy or any anger or any resentment with the former wife, and it may be justified, mm-hmm. but if that's there, when you add a baby to try to, for any reason other than pure motives, so that you become equal with her, or that it's a competition, or that I want to give my husband the same thing his first wife gave him. You see, those are all wrong motives for having a baby.
Mm.
And I will tell you that many stepmoms who add a baby, they do it for the wrong motive. Mm. They either think this is going to make me equal, or now we'll have somebody that's related to everybody. So that's placing the child as supposedly the glue for everybody to get along, everybody. You see, those are wrong motives to add a baby. There's nothing wrong with desiring a baby with your husband in a second marriage.
Absolutely.
But if you're doing it with the wrong motive so that that child serves a purpose, you got a big, big thing to take to God and get that worked out.
And no child should carry that heavy burden. No child should be your little G-O-D, your idol, your God. Laura, my question to you. Oh, man, I just love you so much. Girl. Oh, what are ways that you help childless stepmoms who are living the life and they're aiming to honor the Lord, but they have those moments where they're like, man, I just wish I had someone who could relate to me or had a similar personality as myself, because my husband and my stepdaughter have similar personalities. They're introverts. They like to be at home, yada, yada. I'm complete opposite. The only time I feel a part of something, if I'm being, and not that my husband excludes me. He tries to bring me in, but I just feel awkward. I feel more at home when I'm with my parents and my siblings, if I'm being honest. And it's still a work in progress. Mm-hmm. So what are ways that you try to encourage childless stepmoms when they're feeling alone, but that their husband is trying to involve them, but they don't have the best relationship with their stepchild? How do you encourage them to have joy in life?
Well, one of the first things I try to do is provide something for the childless stepmom to share with her husband when he says, well, you already have kids. See, that's the most painful thing for stepmoms, especially those that want to add a child, is when he dismisses the fact that she is not infertile or can't have a child.
Mm.
When he says, my kids are your kids, that's communicating to her he doesn't get it.
Mm-hmm,
he really doesn't get that, that this is children he had with another woman.
Mm-hmm.
The only real solution for that is other childless stepmoms. Yeah. And so I found over the last 15 years, when I do events or host a Zoom or do something for childless stepmoms, they attend. That is very well attended, because they recognize there's nobody else in the world that understands the journey of a childless stepmom.
Yeah.
They don't get the joys of motherhood because they don't have their own biological children. And the children that are in their lives may not want them in their lives. So there's this rejection, this fear. There's also the fear for the childless stepmom that husband is going to die and she's not going to have anybody to take care of her.
Mm-hmm.
And he thinks his kids will take care of her, and she knows that's probably not going to happen.
No. Mm-hmm.
So what I try to do is build community amongst the childless stepmoms so that they have each other. They encourage each other.
That.
They have a tribe. They have a circle so that they know they're with other women that are like-minded and think that way. And so my Facebook page, it's the only Facebook page that I do that's private, and it's the only one that I really think is healthy.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Because it's all about supporting each other.
Yes, and you're good about, you don't allow cursing. I love that about your page. I'm like, and you're a stickler for your rules, but it is, because I think one time you made a post in the group, and you said something to the effect of, if you're posting something, try to post something that's also encouraging or add something of encouragement or something like that. But anyway, I love how you approach that page.
How can you,
I don't let them just vet.
Yeah, right, that's good. It's not productive.
It does nothing to get better. Right. Yeah.
You mentioned in the previous episode last week that the role of a stepmom is not the same as a bio mom, right? And that mother bear thing. So if it's not that, what can a stepmom role look like in a healthy relationship where things are in order?
Good question. Yes. A stepmom's role is to come alongside the biological father and provide support for him, encouragement for him, and to be a support system for the children when needed, when it's healthy. Mm-hmm. So, for example, you know, kids come to the house if there's certain foods that they love and she's good at cooking or whatever, you know, let's make those foods for the kids so that they know that, you know, when we go to dad's house, we're going to have that lasagna that we love. So it's little things that make the home a safe, healthy place for when the children are with dad. Mm. Her job is to provide as much peace, safety, security as she possibly can in her home without stepping into the role of mom. Mm. So, for example, if the child is doing something they shouldn't be doing, it should be dad saying, hey, you're not allowed to talk like that in this house. And if you do, this will be the consequence. Mm-hmm. Stepmom's job when dad is not there is, hey, little Johnny, your dad told you that you are not supposed to speak like that and that there would be a consequence. Well, say Johnny keeps doing it. The next step is stepmom goes to dad. I told Johnny what you said. I told Johnny what the consequence was going to be. This occurred this afternoon. It's your child. Please follow through.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, Lord.
Now, wow, here's the rub. Mm-hmm. Very often, dad won't follow through.
They won't.
I'm over here.
I'm sorry. I'm trying. Look, because you know we have video, and I'm trying not to have expressions on my face because I live this life. We're still mad, like trying to figure out how to do it. But they won't. Mm-hmm. Keep going, Laura.
And if dad will not follow through with the consequences, stepmom loses all of her power to speak those things.
Wow.
And can I just add this, Laura?
It totally undermines her. Any authority she has is destroyed the minute dad doesn't follow through with a consequence.
Wow.
Absolutely. The Lord has helped me to be more sensitive to my husband's position. And I know for my honey, and probably this is other dads as well, they are struggling with guilt parenting. Let's keep it 100. He did not desire his daughter to be in two different homes. What parent does, you know? And he's aware that, like, my stepdaughter has completely two different homes. And so, and different belief systems and different ways that we handle situations. And so my husband does struggle with that, as well as I've met other in step family dynamics where other fathers the same way. And so the Lord does try to help me to give him grace in that area, because there have been many times where my flesh has built up a little bit, I'm not gonna lie, and I'm like, come on. But it's a constant thing that leads me to prayer for my honey, because I'm not in his shoes. And I was brought up in a two-parent home. My parents have been married 40 years, and so not that I'm saying they were perfect, by no means, but what I mean by that is that this is not the dynamic my husband desired for his child. And so it takes a lot of grace and prayer for an understanding for me as the stepmom to see his challenging position.
That's good.
Exactly. And I grew up in a very strict home, even though it was a single parent home. My mom raised us. We visited my dad periodically. My mother was very strict. And so you didn't even think about not obeying my mother. There'd be a heavy consequence if you didn't do that.
Aren't you Italian?
And so
you're Italian.
That's what I came from. I expected my husband to parent like my mother parented and like I would have parented. Mm. So I had to step away from all of that and just go, you know what? His job as a father is between him and God. Mm-hmm. Yes. I am not his mother. It is not my job to teach him how to parent. And so if he chooses not to parent his child, that is none of my business, and I need to step back and step away. Because this is how second marriages end in divorce,
mm-hmm. yes.
is that the stepmom or the stepdad keeps nagging their spouse to be a better parent. And the spouse views that as emasculating, as you think I'm a horrible parent. They don't want to hear that from their spouse. And so that breaks down the relationship between the husband and wife because they're not on the same page.
Laura, we got to cut you off.
The music is no respecter of people. Hey, real quick, where can they find you again? Yeah. Give us that website.
TheSmartStepMom.com. TheSmartStepMom.com.
Love you so much, Laura. Thank you for joining us.
I just want to leave our listeners with this. Our God is a God who restores. Yes. He is in the business of healing. So no matter what your broken situation might look like, He is bigger. And if you turn to Him, just watch Him work in your family's life. Yes. Thanks for listening to Hannah's Heart.